Unit 17. A Second Look at Virtual Advertisements. Reading 1. A Second Look at Virtual Advertisements. The technology for creating virtual advertisements has been around since 1995. Originally, this type of advertising was used in sporting events. The virtual advertisements were placed where real advertisements would be distracting to players. For example, at a baseball game, the wall behind the batter and the umpire is called the backstop. Using computer technology, pictures of products and slogans can be drawn onto this wall and then broadcast during the game. Viewers of the game at home will see huge red and white advertisements for Coca-Cola plastered all across the backstop. But the pitcher in the stadium only sees the blank wall of the backstop. Advertisements can also be drawn by computers in the grass covering center field at a soccer game or on the side of a virtual blimp drawn on the sky over the stadium. Companies which usually buy wall space for advertising at stadiums like the idea of virtual advertisement. By placing the advertisements with computers during the game, more advertisement slots can be sold since computers can change the ads over the course of the game. Companies which sell virtual advertisement space also have the technology to place different ads for the same game when the game is broadcast in two different markets. For example, if the San Francisco Giants play the Philadelphia Phillies, viewers in San Francisco might see a Toyota ad on the outfield wall, while viewers in Philadelphia might see an ad for Yahoo on the same wall space during the same inning. Princeton Video Image, the first company to market virtual advertisements, has been trying to expand virtual ads into regular television programs. One studio which has shown great interest in the possibility of virtual ad placement in sitcoms and television dramas is Warner Brothers. The idea of placing products in a television show is nothing new. Companies will often pay television producers for the right to have certain characters on shows like Friends use their products so that viewers can see the product name. Sometimes these products like Coca-Cola, Evian, and even brands of cereal are placed on shelves or countertops in the kitchens of characters on the show. The president of Warner Brothers, Dick Robertson, says, "This technology is just a better way of doing product placement so that the product doesn't have to live in the show's negative forever. And it has to be done tastefully, so it's not offensive to the show or to the actors in the show." PVI is continuing to develop their product placement technique and soon hopes to find a way to actually have actors handle virtual products placed in shows by computers. Not everyone agrees that virtual advertisement is such a good idea. Directors and actors of television shows see virtual ads as a way for producers and marketers to play around with what the creators of the show feel is a finished product. These directors and actors feel that they will be losing control of their performances and could become promoters for products they may not like. The use of virtual advertisements could also generate conflict between companies which buy virtual ad space and companies which buy ad time during breaks in the show. Some people have even suggested that virtual advertisers could create virtual people to fill stadiums during sporting events, which few people attend. All of these fears point to cases of how the technology of virtual ads could easily be abused. As one critic of virtual ads said, "The technical ability to do something does not alone make it a good idea to do it."